This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. He said, besides, important legislations including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage.
Many bills will come in this session. जैसे शिपिंग बिल है, पोर्ट्स बिल है, मर्चेंट बिल्स है, स्पोर्ट्स का बिल है और जनविश्वास बिल है, एजुकेशन का, कई महत्वपूर्ण बिल्स हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article highlighting the significance of the Yuva Spiritual Summit, calling it a major step toward achieving a drug-free India. In reply to a post by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, Mr. Modi said, Dr. Mandaviya elaborates on how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. Organized by the My Bharat initiative, the Youth Spiritual Summit is being held on the sacred ghats of Kashi with the theme Drug-Free Youth for a Viksit Bharat. The two-day summit, which began yesterday, is part of the Modi government's broader campaign under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, Drug-Free India movement aimed at tackling substance abuse through youth-led initiatives. Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, has formally quit the Indian National Developmental Inclusive, INDI, alliance. Senior AAP leader Sanjay Singh told media that the INDI alliance was formed just for the 2024 general elections, and after that, AAP contested the Haryana and Delhi Assembly elections alone.
इंडिया गठबंधन लोकसभा चुनाव के लिए था. उसके बाद हमने हरियाणा का चुनाव अकेले लड़ा, हमने दिल्ली का चुनाव अकेले लड़ा, हम बिहार में चुनाव अकेले लड़ने जा रहे हैं, हमने पंजाब और गुजरात का उपचुनाव अकेले लड़ा. तो आम आदमी पार्टी ने अपनी स्थिति स्पष्ट कर दी है.
In Pakistan, the sit-in protest by Baloch Yakjheti Committee, BYC, against the government has entered its fifth day at the capital city of Islamabad. The protest is led by families of forcibly disappeared persons and detained leaders of BYC from Balochistan. On the fourth day of the protest yesterday, the protesters alleged that the families were barred from reaching the protest site by Pakistani authorities as they sealed off the roads leading to the Islamabad Press Club. The protesters further alleged that a bus was also brought to the protest site to forcibly deport the families back to Balochistan. The protesters include women, elderly women and children. In a social media post, the Baloch Yakjheti Committee said that the ongoing restriction on the protest and illegal detentions of its leaders reflects a deliberate and systematic attempt to silence Baloch voices. International Chess Day is being observed today globally. Each year on 20th of July, the global chess community unites to celebrate this day, commemorating the founding of FIDE in 1924. This year, FIDE launched the Year of Social Chess, an initiative dedicated to using the game as a tool for inclusion, education, empowerment and mental well-being. The theme for International Chess Day 2025 is Every Move Counts, which reminds us that on the board and in life, every decision shapes our journey. From Vishwanathan Anand to the new generation prodigies, Indian chess wizards are turning the chessboard into a stage for global glory. The cricket match between India champions and Pakistan champions has been called off at the World Championship of Legends WCL 2025. The match was cancelled after organisers faced major backlash amid India's ongoing tensions with Pakistan due to cross-border terrorism. In a public statement, the WCL League apologised to the fans for hurting their sentiments and the discomfort caused to Indian cricket legends. Indian veterans including Suresh Raina, Shikhar Dhawan and others have also refused to play against Pakistan. The match between India and Pakistan was early scheduled for today at Edgbaston in Birmingham. And that is the end of this news bulletin.